Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down where you will not be disturbed. In a moment, you are going to become extremely relaxed. You will always remain in control. Now, lift up your eyes and find a spot on the wall or somewhere in front of you, slightly above your eye level. We are going to take 3 deep breaths together. We are going to do that while you are focusing on your chosen spot in front of you. Ready? Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now, that's it. Looking right up at your chosen spot in front of you, take another deep breath. Here we go. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now. And now the third and the deepest breath. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And this time, as you exhale, allow your eyes to close. Just allow yourself to relax completely. Allow each and every breath you take to help you relax more and more. And every word I say and every breath you take takes you down deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now direct your attention to your eyelids. Relax those eyelids completely. You are in control. Relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where they absolutely will not work. In a moment, I am going to tell you to test those eyelids, and I want you to test them only when you're absolutely certain they will not work. Do you understand? Nod your head. Keep relaxing the muscles around your eyes to the point where those eye muscles won't work. When you're absolutely sure they won't work, test them. All right, stop testing them. Get complete relaxation in those muscles around the eyes. Now, let that feeling of relaxation wash over your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, allowing every single muscle to go completely loose and limp. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. In just a moment, I am going to ask you to open your eyes and close them. When you close your eyes, you are going to be able to relax 10 times deeper than you are already relaxed. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. The deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. in a moment, we are going to do this again. And when we do it the second time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling covered with a blanket of relaxation. In a moment, we are going to do this one more time. And when we do it the third time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling the waves of relaxation washing over your body, taking you down deeper and deeper into relaxation and helping you to access all of your subconscious and superconscious resources and to program your subconscious mind with the changes you desire to experience. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. You find that you can. With every breath you exhale, with every word I say, you go down deeper and deeper. Every breath you exhale, taking you down deeper and deeper, where you can feel better. And the deeper you go, the more confident, the more comfortable, the more secure you become. Now, that's complete physical relaxation. But I want to show you how you can get mental relaxation as well as physical. You are doing wonderfully with a physical relaxation. Now you are going to relax mentally. This is how we are going to do it. I am going to begin counting from 100 backwards. And you can count aloud together with me. Each time I say a number, I'm going to say deeper, relax. I want you to focus on that number in your mind and say it with me, followed by the words deeper, relax. Each time we say a number, double your relaxation. And by the time we get down to 96, you'll be so relaxed. There won't be any more numbers. You can make it happen, want it to happen, and watch it happen. Let's start counting. 100. Deeper, relaxed. Double your relaxation and watch the numbers start disappearing. 99. Deeper, relax. The numbers are disappearing now. There's absolutely nothing you want more other than relaxation. 98. Deeper, relax. The numbers are vanishing now. Every breath taking you down deeper and deeper. Feeling more comfortable, more secure. 97. Deeper, relax. Make the numbers disappear now, feeling so good, so confident, so secure. 96. Deeper, relaxed. Just push all the numbers completely out of your mind, if you had not already, and notice how good you feel. The first stage of alchemical transformation is calcination. During this stage, the individual cuts off or burns his attachment to the outer world, while the individual's sense of identity and search for fulfillment was previously rooted in the physical world. At this point, the physical world has lost its appeal. It becomes clear to the individual that the meaning and fulfillment are not out there, but within. Sometimes this process occurs naturally in the life of an average individual through the loss of something which the individual identified previously as a source of his happiness and security. Whether it's loss of wealth, health, relationship, or anything else in the outer world. Other times, it's through realization that even though the individual may be considered outwardly successful and may be enjoying worldly wealth, he has a distinct feeling that something is missing, that all the material possessions he may have accumulated have still not brought him any closer to that feeling of fulfillment and happiness, and the life he lives feels meaningless. At this stage, it becomes very clear to the individual that what he is looking for, he'll never find outside of himself. So he turns within. The individual may become either severely depressed or embark wholeheartedly on a spiritual quest. The outer world may at this point lose so much appeal that the individual even stops eating for a while, or at least loses desire for food. He may also want to drift into unconsciousness, perhaps sleeping more than usual, or finding any other way of escaping from that reality that is now meaningless to him. In spiritual circles, it is said that now the individual is finally ready to pursue spiritual path, because the distractions of the outer world are no longer an obstacle. His ties to the outer world have been cut, burned, calcinated. There is nowhere else to go but within. Calcination is a humbling process where the individual realizes the limitations of his own wisdom and chooses to wholeheartedly surrender to higher wisdom, perhaps with words, "O God, not my will, but thine be done." At this stage, the individual withdraws from the outer world, mentally, emotionally, and often physically. He may change the residence and find some quiet place to live alone, or may offer whatever explanations may be appropriate to others, to burn the bridges, to distance himself from the outer world, or from everything that has any links to his previous sense of identity. Some alchemists of the past ran away from their families, some faked illness, some even death, just so that they could fully dedicate themselves to their spiritual practice, to the practice of inner alchemical transformation. In any event, the alchemist doesn't want anything to do anymore with his previous identity, and he may do whatever it takes to burn it, to cut off from it. And if it's not possible to do it physically, he'll cut himself off mentally and emotionally, living in the world but not being of it. Yet this is just the first step, a very necessary step. The aspiring alchemist will at this point stop identifying himself inwardly with that which is mortal, perishable, impermanent, with any roles assigned to him by the outer world, and will make a wholehearted commitment to follow the path of an immortal alchemist, doing whatever it takes to let his immortal self fully express through him. He will leave the road that mortals travel and will deliberately embark on a road that leads toward immortality. As long as the outer world still has an appeal for you, as long as you believe that it can bring you what you are looking for, you may not wholeheartedly embark upon this alchemical quest, because half of your energy will be directed toward your spiritual growth, and half of your energy will be leaking out, dissipating toward longings, desires, cravings associated with the physical world. And in order to be able to fully embark upon this spiritual quest, you'll have to be able to create a deep sense of peace within you. There are essentially two ways of getting rid of remaining temptations and desires associated with the outer world. One is engaging in them until you're done with them and are able to fully realize that they are meaningless in and of themselves and do not bring any lasting happiness. And the other one is to burn into nothingness whatever is left of those cravings within you. The purpose of this is to stop the cravings that would obsess your mind and emotions and drain your energy and life force. At this point, you may want to remember that the alchemy of inner transformation is all about nurturing and cultivating life, and it consists of stopping the leakages of energy and then generating, cultivating, transmuting this energy within you to a higher level, to a spiritual level. Now, if you have any cravings left over associated with the physical world, and if you feel ready for this alchemical quest, imagine that particular craving, whether it be for sex, wealth, fame, any particular person, or anything else, any form of addiction, and imagine its tie to you being cut off. Imagine it being gone permanently. See and feel it burning, calcinating, dissolving into nothingness. It has no more power over you. It cannot sap your energy away anymore. Realize that the presence of anything in the outer world you believed that can make you happy has also the power to make you unhappy by its absence, taking away your peace of mind. That's why you want to withdraw all of your allegiance and ties to the cravings of the outer world. Realizing also that the outer world is the world of effects, the source of which is within you. So, what you want to do now is detach from the world of effects, no longer being tossed here and there emotionally, mentally, and physically by what may or may not be present in the outer world. You want to be fully free and alive. So if at any point you experience the craving for something outside of you, just let it go. Let it dissolve into nothingness. See the image of that craving shrinking. See that image becoming darker and smaller, moving further and further away, and vanishing into nothingness. Decide now that you will not give your power and your energy to anything outside of you. Free of all cravings, you can be at peace, enjoying life equally, regardless of what may be present or absent in your outer world. Free to move through life in harmony with nature, with God, with Tao, free of all outer entanglements, fully present here and now. And you may want to imagine yourself drifting back in time, back to the time before your birth, back to the time when you were still aware of your original nature, before you began identifying with anything in this physical world, aware of yourself as free spirit, knowing what is meaningful and what is meaningless, and relive your life in your mind and emotions now, as if you were always free of all worldly entanglements, as if you were always free of any physical cravings. Just move fast through your life now in your mind, beginning from the time before you were born, and moving through your life, imagining and feeling how would you have lived it if you were always aware of your original nature, never seduced by entrapments of the physical world, never blinded by the world of effects, living in the physical world but not being of it, always enjoying the sense of boundless peace, of boundless freedom, always knowing that the source of everything is within you. And now, just let go of all the roles you played in the outer world. Let go of all of your beliefs and preconceived ideas, humbly acknowledging the limitations of your own wisdom, humbly acknowledging that on your own you really do not know anything, creating a space and opening for your deeper wisdom to reveal itself to you, and rest peacefully, just like you rest when you are deeply asleep during the night, knowing that it is totally safe to rest. Let go and surrender totally and completely to your inner guidance, to your deeper wisdom, trusting the infinite life, love, wisdom, and power of God, of Tao, of the universe, totally and completely, allowing it to mother you, to nurture you, to guide you toward destination that is perfect for you. Resting in its arms, like a baby that sleeps peacefully in its mother's arms, allowing for the possibility that there is a better way than you were ever able to devise on your own, allowing for the possibility that there is a better way than anyone ever told you about, allowing for the possibility that there is something wonderful and magnificent waiting for you, waiting to express to you, if you are willing to trust it, to let go now of all of your beliefs, let go of all of your cravings and attachments to the outer world, and let this higher power and intelligence lovingly guide you, trusting totally and completely that it does know what is best for you, trusting totally and completely that it does have some very special plan for your life, trusting that everything that happens in your life is for your highest good, even if at times that good may not be so obvious, but remaining assured that in due time all that you need to know will be revealed to you, and that right now it is all right to just let go of everything, let go of all attachments, and just allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper within, deep within, even when it feels like you're falling down into the abyss and everything appears dark around you. Know that you are safe, and that at the very bottom of that abyss within you, loving arms are waiting for you. Loving arms of the infinite life, love, power, and wisdom, desiring to reveal itself to you, desiring to show you greater wonders than anything you've ever seen or experienced, yet needing your permission to do so, needing you to let go of all attachments to all that which is impermanent, so that you can be fully open to experience that which is indestructible, incorruptible, that which will remain with you forever, that which you truly are. Drifting deeper and deeper within now, letting go of all illusions, drifting deeper and deeper, and feeling a great sense of peace washing over you, knowing that whatever happens in the outer world, in the world of manifestation, doesn't matter, knowing that it is not real, even though it appears real, knowing that all that which is tangible will perish sooner or later, and it doesn't matter when and how, because it is all just a dream. And you can let go of that dream now, and you can let go of all of your investments in that dream, so that you can open a space within you to experience something better. Even if at this very moment you have no idea what that better is, it is okay. You can rest peacefully now, trusting totally and completely that soon enough it will be revealed to you, surrendering completely to the infinite life, to the infinite power, love, and intelligence of God, Tao, Universe, trusting that it knows and that it will guide your steps safely and joyfully to a life more wonderful than anything you have ever imagined before, as long as you let it, as long as you are willing to let go of all of your preconceived ideas, beliefs, and earthly desires now, and open yourself to the guidance within you, knowing that you are greatly loved forever, knowing that all is well in your world, knowing that this infinite power and intelligence cares for you and desires to guide you toward your highest destiny now. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5. By the time I get to 5, you will be wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful in every way. You will feel much better than before you started the session. 1. Feel the wave of energy moving through your body. 2. Every part of your body feeling more alive and energized. 3. Reorienting to your room completely now. 4. Bringing the sense of well-being with you. 5. Eyes open now, wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling greatly loved, feeling wonderful in every way, feeling much better than before. Thank you for listening. I am Dr. Laura DeGiorgio.